Our museum volunteers prove themselves priceless over and over again. They keep the museum open on Saturdays and when staff is sick. They spend hours cutting apart newspapers to be scanned and then scanning and indexing those papers. They mow the lawn, look after the garden, repair our buildings, catalog negatives, and respond to archival inquiries. They help with the gift shop, guided tours, programs, events, exhibits, fundraisers, and so much more. They make up 1 to 2 full-time staff positions per year. I am so thankful for these volunteers, as we simply couldn't do half our projects without them. New exhibits, Women in the North, August 6 through January 2021 at the North Peace Regional Airport. Want to learn more about Women in the North Peace? Check out this free exhibit at the airport by summer student Paulette Auger. Learn about the contributions of the BC Women's Institute along with 4 notable women, Christine Auger, V. Woodward, Monica Storrs, and Amy Smith. They overcame hardships, served the community through a variety of careers, and founded or participated in a variety of organizations from women's institutes to the Fort St. John Friendship Center. Upcoming exhibits. We have several exhibits in the works this fall. Research is complete for our aviation exhibit, so the text will be written in September before the panels are designed in October. Work on the Allen House walls, inside, will take place in the next month or two. Meanwhile, Chris Gillett is selecting new artifacts to update our 1920s to 1940s bedroom display. Archives and collections. Our volunteers have scanned and indexed the Alaska Highway News through 1977. Our Sioux Popescu Archive students have nearly finished scanning and indexing Sioux collection of papers and photographs relating to local arts, culture, and heritage groups into a free online database. We've responded to over 90 inquiries in our archives so far this year. Events and activities, museums, what is it? Table at Moose FM's Block Party, Saturday, September 11, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The kids are back at school, so come down and try your hand at guessing our school-related artifacts at the Block Party. Win a souvenir coin if you manage to guess more than half of them correctly. Learn fun facts about these artifacts after you've made your guesses. Dinosaur kits, available starting Friday, September 17 at the museum as long as supplies last. Stomp. Stomp. Discover more about dinosaur footprints in the Peace region through this free take-home kit. Stomp dinosaurs through Play-Doh to make your own trackways. Try making your own dinosaur skin imprints. Match dinosaurs and footprints using a homemade projector craft. Learn more about local dinosaurs through our fun fact sheet. 300 kits are available, 1 per child. Sponsored by Canadian Natural. Gift shop. New t-shirts for all ages and sizes up to XXL are on the way for the museum gift shop. Check out our new onesies for size 6 months and up. We're also adding a variety of new mugs, shot glasses, snow globes, magnets, and more. Need a yo-yo or a pen that reads Fort St. John? We have you covered. We have new sticker and coloring books from Usborne 2 featuring farm animals, horses and ponies, and dinosaurs. Purchases from the museum gift shop help us to preserve and present the history of the North Peace. Website and social media. We've been working on a bigger and better website the past few months. This website will contain more information about our exhibits, archives, events, educational programs, and more. Visit www.fsjmuseum.com in late September when the site will be up again. We hope to expand this website in the future with more activities, videos, etc. In the meantime, follow us on Facebook, Fort St. John North Peace Museum, where we post a variety of artifacts, trivia questions, photographs, and more each week. Heather Schoblom is manager and curator of the Fort St. John North Peace Museum.